Ikinagagalak namin sa New Life na makasama ka ngayon sa aming Tagalog Podcast. Aming layunin na malaman mo ang wagas na pagmamahal ng Diyos at ang pagpapalang inilaan niya para sa iyo. Halina't pakinggan ang magandang balita ng Diyos.
Ako naman ngayon, you know, in the time that I have, actually it's a big week po sa aming pong household, sa aking pong pamilya kasi po last Friday, yung aking pong anak, naitaguyod ko na po siya sa prep, no? Kala nyo, college, no? Naitaguyod ko na po siya sa prep. So siya po ay mag-move up na. So next school year, siya po ay grade 1 na. So meron na po ang grade schooler. So actually, as a parent, kala ko hindi ako, hindi naman sa naiyak ako. I don't know, but but you know, I was there and you know, she spent a lot of time rehearsing, you know. Ano pa niya sinasabi pa niya? Kasi meron silang surprise na special number for the parents and presentation. And ayaw niya sabihin sa amin. So tinatanong namin siya, ano bang gagawin niyo sa ano niyo sa moving up niyo? Dad, it's a secret. Basta ano na lang kayo. And then she was like, "Dad, ha, when you come, you know, just clap. Don't shout." Kasi sabi namin, sabi niya, "Why would I not want to shout? Because I want to cheer you on." But basta, "Dad," sabi niya, "Dad," medyo ano na talaga siya, "just clap." Sabi niya, okay. But then again, it blessed my heart. And of course, my wife. So yeah, meron na po akong grade schooler. Help me, Jesus. So sa oras na I have today, maraming salamat, Andre. No, but it's good. How many of you were blessed with what Andre spoke? Diba? And you know, these are the men that speak to your children, you know, every week, FNL and HE and all of these things. So, yeah. So ako naman, gusto ko lang ibahagi ang, you know, I decided to title this message, Kaalaman, Karunungan, at Kaunawaan. So, tatlong K. Yan. So, in the time that I have, we'll try to go through this. And I want to read from Colossians chapter 1. So, I'll start with verse 9. Kaya't mula ng araw na aming marinig ito, hindi kami tumigil ng pananalangin para sa inyo at sa paghiling na kayo'y punuin ng kaalaman ng kanyang kalooban sa buong karunungan at pagkaunawang espiritual. So we're going to be talking about that verse. I'll just read the next verse as well. Upang kayo'y lumakad ng nararapat sa Panginoon, na lubos na nakalulugod sa Kanya, namumunga sa bawat gawang mabuti at lumalago sa pagkakilala sa Diyos. You know, sa mga nakalipas na linggo, atin pong napapag-usapan, you know, si Pastor Giselle last week, he was talking about that we have been gifted to grow. Tayo ay binigyan ng kakayanan ng Diyos para lumago. And of course, last week din si Pastora Heidi, and which is alam naman natin na siya po talaga ang ating number one certified plantita in on our staff sa ating pong pastor. Kasama na rin minsan si Pastor Gam, kasi si Pastor Gam minsan nagkukwento rin siya sa amin, no? Kung paano magpapalago ng mga anik-anik sa bahay, kumbaga. Kung ano man yun, kayo na pong bahala. No, but then again, you know, and she was talking about na tayo kailangan patuloy na lumago at magbunga. And I believe, you know, as I wanna add on to that, na, you know, yung tatlong kay na nabanggit ko, para tayo patuloy na lumago at magbunga sa ating buhay dito sa mundo, kailangan natin ng unang-una is yung kaalaman. So we'll talk about that. And then karunungan at kaunawaan. You know, and I like what Andre talked about, you know, that we need understanding. But not just any kind of understanding. But understanding na nagmumula sa Panginoon. Right? So ano ba yan? Diba? Ano ba yung kaalaman? You know, I was thinking about it. And it, when I looked at it, it means knowledge. So it's good to know things. It's good to learn things. Minsan meron, di ba, yung mga bagay na natututunan nyo. How many of you like studying? Yan. Konti lang yung medyo nakamay. Parang siguro katulad ko. No? But then again, you know, as people, we should never stop learning. Kailangan nating mapuno ng kaalaman. Di ba? Kailangan natin yan sa lahat ng bagay. Nung before, naalala ko, nung medyo bata-bata pa ako, yung wala akong alam sa ano, sa yung pagbabangko, yung mga pag-checke, ganyan. Kasi dati, parang binibigay lang sa akin ng parents ko allowance. So, okay lang. Kala ko ganun lang pala. Yun pala, kailangan pumunta sa banko. Kailangan mo mag... All of these things. And I had to learn that. You know, I also had to learn how to pay bills. Diba? Bilang, you know, bilang head of the house, yung mga bayarin, yung mga Judith, diba? Alam, ngayon, expert na ako dyan. Pagka alam kong gantong pecha, op, alam ko na ako anong darating. And I prepare, diba? Kasi hindi naman pwedeng hindi ko alam yon. Kasi kung hindi ko alam, ano mangyayari sa bahay namin? Yun nga lang, mawala ng internet sa bahay. Yung anak ko sabi, Dad, there's no internet on my iPad. Yeah, so anong gagawin nyo? But we need knowledge. And there's nothing wrong with getting knowledge. I know a lot of people, you know, who pursue studying. Nothing wrong with that. But then again, the knowledge that we need is the knowledge of knowing who God is. First and foremost, ang unang kaalaman na dapat natin malaman is kung sino ang Panginoon sa buhay natin. Kung sino siya. Diba kaya inaawit natin kanina, siya ang hari ng mga hari. And when we get to understand that knowledge, the more that knowledge comes real to us, it helps us. Magiging beneficyo siya para sa ating pamumuhay. Yung kaalaman kung sino si Jesus. At pag nalaman natin kung sino si Jesus, malalaman din natin kung sino tayo. Matutuklas natin kung ano, di ba? Ano ba yung layunin ng Panginoon sa atin? Bakit ba ako nasa mundo? You might be thinking, you know, I'm just here because pinanganak lang ako. No! God had a specific plan and He has a specific purpose for why He created you, why He made you. Merong layunin ng Panginoon. And we need to discover that. We need to know that. Diba? Ayan, kaalaman. Diba? And also, not just yung kaalaman kung sino siya, kaalaman din kung ano yung kanyang layunin, His will. Diba yung verse na yun, yung Colossians in the Amplified? Let me just read it. For this reason, we also, from the day we heard it, have not ceased to pray and make a special request for you, asking God, asking that you may be filled with the full and deep and clear knowledge of His will. So yung kalooban ng Panginoon, actually just a background for this verse that we are reading. So si Apostle Paul, you know, he was writing to the church in Colossae. You know, actually, hindi siya yung nagtaguyod ng church na yon, but then again, it's from one of you know, one of the people that started the church, and si Epaphras, you know, kinakamusta siya while Paul was in prison, when he wrote this book, he was in prison and he was encouraging, you know, siya yung nagpinapalakas niya yung loob nung mga kapatiran sa Colossae. Can you imagine that? Si Apostle Paul, while he was in prison, he was writing this letter to encourage the church that is in there, that they may be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of His will. Ano ba yung kalooban ng Panginoon? You might be asking. Good question. Di ba, Pastor? So sabi sa 1 Thessalonians 4:3, you know, ang kanyang, you don't have to write, put it up, but His will is for us to be sanctified. Na tayo yung maging banal. You know, while we are here on earth, yung sanctification, merong proseso. Di ba, pinag-uusapan din natin yan na minsan, you know, ginanggap mo ang Panginoon, ngunit parang wala nangyayari sa buhay mo. Diba? Kasi nga merong proseso na kailangan nating sundin at kailangan nating ipagkatiwala sa Panginoon na kumilos sa ating buhay, and we are being sanctified. Ang Tagalog niyan, yung pagpapakabanal. At tinawag din tayo ng Panginoon para maging banal. Sabi sa 1 Peter 1:16, be holy because I am holy. That is His will for us. Another will is yung to give thanks in all circumstances. So 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So yung sa kwento ni Andre, actually I also have a love hate relationship with visas. Yeah, so na-experience ko rin na parang, Lord, bakit? Ginagawa ko naman yung dapat kong gawin. Alam ko na ginagawa ko yung kalooban mo. You know, I'm serving in the church. You know, I'm serving the people. I'm doing all of these things. Bakit yung visa ko na-deny? At ilang beses po nangyari sa amin yan, na aming pamilya. And then now, looking back, nakita ko yung katapatan ng Panginoon. Because when we got our visa, yung sa amin, yung kwento namin is 2020, we were supposed to go to Australia bilang mga grupo ng magkakaibigan para magbakasyon. Yan. So 2020, alam natin ang nangyari, lockdown and all of these things, so reschedule. And then we tried again. Wala pa rin, na-deny pa rin. Tapos, the time that we got approved, and I can say this now looking back, And isn't it sometimes, minsan, we only get to appreciate what God has done looking back. Na yung sa kalagitnaan, kagaya sinasabi ni Andre, minsan, ang hirap maintindihan. And now looking back, when we got to travel, it was perfect for us as a family because we got to spend time together. So yun. So yun yung aking patutuo about visas. So yan. Take it what you will. Ano pa ang kalooban ng Panginoon? So 1 Timothy 2:4, God desires for all people to be saved. Kalooban ng Panginoon ang lahat makakilala sa Kanya. And that is why meron tayong responsibilidad bilang mga tagasunod ni Kristo na ibahagi ang magandang balita. And that's part of all of us. That's all of our mission. Another one is, you know, also to submit. So 1 Peter 2, verse 13 to 15, to submit to all human institutions. No, you know, the structures that God has put in place, you know, the governments, yes, you know, we submit to them. But of course, there's a limit to it. But then again, while we are here, we are called to submit to authority. Diba? Yeah, so that is His will. Sabi rin sa Ephesians, you know, for us, when we understand His will, sabi dito, first, Ephesians 5, huwag kayong magpakamangmang. Napakalalim na salita. And sometimes, you know, ayaw mong marinig yun na ikaw mangmang ka. And I don't want that for myself. And I also, you know, I believe God does not want us to use. Sabi niya, huwag kayong magpakamangmang, kundi alamin ninyo kung ano ang kalooban ng Panginoon na gawin ninyo. So paano natin malalaman ang kalooban ng Panginoon? Sa pagbasa ng Kanyang salita. Sa pagtitipon. You know, in our life groups, in our church, you know, in our church gatherings, life groups, all of these things, it helps us to discover the will of God for us. And sabi doon, pag nalaman mo yung Kanyang kalooban, gawin. So yung may kasama. So it's not just enough to know. Kailangan merong application. Diba? Have you met people like that? Yung kumbaga, we call it book smart. Na alam nila lahat. Pero when it comes to like the practical, doon nahihirapan. Diba? Yung iba naman, street smart. Kumbaga, yung the other side of it. But they don't know that parang how it works. But then again, if you let them go, they would figure it out. Meron mga taong ganun. Kailangan mo ng balanse as well. Diba? Yan. So yan. So let us know the will of God. 7 minutes. Good. Number 2, pangalawang K, karunungan. So in the Amplified, sa binasa ko kanina, ibig sabihin nito, yung wisdom is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. So ano ba yung wisdom? Ang wisdom is, or yung karunungan is, the ability to accumulate and organize principles from Scripture. Diba? So yung mga binabasa natin, how many of you have read the Bible, the whole, from Genesis to Revelation? Meron po bang nakabuo na yan? Kung wala pa, try nyo po. Magbabago po ang inyong buhay. Hindi lang po kayo makakatulog. No. No. But then, for me, as, you know, as a leader, as a pastor, I've endeavored or I've tried to read the Bible, the whole, from Genesis to Revelation, every year. So I've been doing that the last 4 years. So akin pong ano yan, akin pong commitment yan na parang babasahin ko yung Bible from Genesis to Revelation every day hanggang matapos ko sa buong taon. Yan. So karunungan, di ba? Yan. So, you know, the things that we read in the Bible, especially, you know, we call Proverbs the book of wisdom. Di ba? If you read the book of Proverbs o yung Kawikaan, napakaraming mga nuggets of wisdom that you can use for your daily living. And wisdom is the ability, you know, to take all of those truths and to apply it into your life. Diba? So pag in-apply mo siya sa iyong buhay, makita mo yung pagbabago. Diba? Yan, sabi rin sa James 1, verse 5. Diba? Kung ngunit kung ang sino man sa inyo ay nagkukulang ng karunungan. How many of you are like that? I'm the first one to admit. Na minsan, I need, not minsan, hindi pala. All the time, I need wisdom. Diba? Kung sino man sa inyo nagkukulang ng karunungan, humingi siya sa Diyos na nagbibigay ng sagana sa lahat at hindi nanunumbat. Diba? Di ba napakagandang feeling nun na, you know, in the English it says, you know, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him come to God or ask God who gives generously. So ang karunungan na mula sa Panginoon, you know, He gives it to us generously. At hindi siya nanunumbat. Kumbaga, hindi kanya ipapahiya. Di ba minsan mayroong mga taong gano'n na, I'm not looking at anyone, di ba? I know it's not here. Na minsan yung parang, you know, parang kinukutsa pa pagka, you know, oh, yung dami mong alam, gumagano'n. Di ba? Not in this church, amen? You know? Oh, konti lang yung nag-respond, which is good. Di ba? Di ba? And if we need wisdom, we need to go to the source of wisdom. Di ba? Nagbibigay ng sagana sa lahat at hindi nanunumbat. At iyon, ang pangako ng Panginoon, if you ask, sabi doon, at iyon ay ibibigay sa Kanya. So kung ikaw gusto mo ng karunungan, alam mo kung kanino ka pupunta. Sa Panginoong Jesus. Yes, our pastors and our leaders are here. And I'm not discounting that. Hindi ko sinasabing huwag kayong kumausap sa amin. You know, but all, even us, we need wisdom. And that's why, you know, that is our desire as a church, that we know, we endeavor to study the Word, to preach the Word, to share the Word to you, so that you will be equipped, na kayo mismo alam nyo ang gagawin. Kasi we won't be there sa inyo, unless invite nyo ako sa bahay nyo 24/7, na doon ako titira, di ba? You know, pwede rin, no, hindi po pwede yun. But then again, we're not always there, but God is always there for you. At siya ang magbibigay ng karunungan sa inyo, sa ating lahat. Di ba? Another verse. Talking about wisdom. James 3. Actually, magandang basahin to. So if you have time, read James 1, James 3. And of course, read the book of Proverbs. Sabi sa James 3:17, ngunit ang karunungan na buhat sa itaas, una'y malinis, saka mapagpayapa, banayad, mapagbigay, puspos ng kaawaan, at ng mabubuting bunga, walang pagtatangi at walang pagkukunwari. You know, in the English it says in the Amplified, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, morally and spiritually undefiled, then peace-loving, courteous, considerate, gentle, reasonable, and willing to listen, full of compassion and good fruits. It is unwavering, without self-righteous hypocrisy and self-serving guile. Medyo malalim yun, no? But then again, the wisdom that is from above, sa Panginoon, unang-una, ito ay puro. Ito ay mapagpakumbaba. Ito ay, sabi dito, gentle, courteous, magalang. Diba? And we all need that. Diba? How many of you need that kind of wisdom that comes from above? And, you know, I'm gonna make a confession. Hindi naman ako. But then again, the other day, I think I was, it just goes to show na tao lang din ng mga pastor. No? And I'm not making an excuse for this. But then again, I was lining up for something and medyo hindi ko na, kumbaga, na-appreciate yung tone nung, kumbaga, so what I did was I walked out. Hindi ko na masabihin ko, no? Alam ko, after that, I felt so bad na alam ko mali yung ginawa ko. Mali yung response ko. So I asked God for forgiveness. But then again, and I realized that, you know, I need God's wisdom. I need to be more courteous. I need to be gentle. You know, in everything that I do. And even pastors experience that. Amen? So that's my confession to you. Patawarin po nawa ako ng Panginoong Diyos. And I believe that. Hindi ko alam kung taga New Life. So kinakabahan din ako, sabi ko, baka kasi alam ko nangyari lang yun. Baka isipin ito, parang kinala ko to, ah. Yeah. No. And then also another confession. I was in the hospital, I think it was yesterday. I was doing some checkups. Everything's good, everything's okay. And then I saw this lady who was looking at me. And yung tingin niya, yung parang titig talaga sa akin. Kasi gwapo ako eh. No. But then again, parang na-realize ko na familiar siya sa akin, yung mukha niya. I don't know if she's here today. But then again, so my natural response would be, kung saan man tititigan ako, hindi naman yung ano, ba't mo ako tinitignan? Ano bang ginawa ko sa'yo? Parang, I don't know you. But then again, I stood up and then I passed her and then she asked me, "Di ba ikaw po yung taga New Life yung nagbe-preach?" Sabi ko, "Opo, hello po." Pero hindi ko naman siya tinarayan. Hindi ko siya tinarayan. But then I talked to her. Kasi nga, medyo alam ko na medyo familiar na yung faces sa akin. So I said, "Hello po, kumusta po kayo?" And then she asked me, "Oh, how are you? Is everything okay?" Ako pa yung na-guilty. Kasi ako pa yung kinamusta niya. More than me talking to her. Di ba? Sabi niya, "Oh, I'm just doing some tests. Everything's okay." Tapos ako naman, "Kayo po, kumusta po kayo?" "Oh, I just had an open heart surgery, but I just needed some further checks." And then, "Okay lang po ba kayo?" And sabi niya, "Yeah, I'm good. So it's good to see you." And then, yun, doon na po nagtapos yung kwento. So it's good. So I need wisdom in situations like that. If you see me, if I don't say hi, especially pag wala po ako sa lamin, kasi pag wala po ako sa lamin, wala po ako nakikita. I just need this to read and to drive and all of these things. But yun, so kung minsan, I've experienced this, no? Hindi po ako, well, although suplado naman talaga ako, but then I try to be better in Jesus' name. Yan. So pagka hindi ko po kayong initian, hindi po ibig sabihin galit ako sa inyo. Maybe hindi ko lang po kayo makita. Okay? So yan. Last one. Can we have some few more minutes? Okay lang po ba? Number 3, tapusin ko lang po dito. So, pagkaunawang spiritual or spiritual understanding. Yan. So ang ibig sabihin nito is discernment of spiritual things and the application of those principles to daily living. So kagaya sinabi ko, you know, we need to get knowledge, you know, knowledge of who God is, also the knowledge of His will. You know, we need the wisdom, you know, we gather the spiritual truths, and then the understanding part is, or yung pagkaunawa or kaunawaan is how we apply it in our daily lives. Kasi hindi pwedeng kulang yung tatlong na yun. Kailangan sama-sama siya na ating i-apply sa ating buhay para tayo'y patuloy na lumago at magpatuloy at magbunga. Di ba? Sabi sa Proverbs 4, let me just read this. Kunin mo ang karunungan. Kunin mo ang kaunawaan. Huwag kang lumimot ni sa mga salitang aking sa ak, ni sa mga salita ng aking bibig ay humiwalay. Huwag mo siyang pabayaan at ikaw ay kanyang iingatan. Ibigin mo siya at ikaw ay kanyang babantayan. Verse 7, I like this. Ang pasimula ng karunungan ay ito. Kunin mo ang karunungan at sa lahat mong kukunin ay kunin mo ang unawa. You know, in that verse, it says there that, you know, in all of our getting, sa lahat ng ating kukunin, you know, we need to get wisdom and understanding. You know, we need to make priority of that in our lives. Bilang mga tagasunod ni Kristo, we need that. Yan. So in the Amplified, it says, you know, get skillful and godly wisdom. Acquire understanding. Actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. So this is God speaking. You know, do not turn away from her, wisdom, and she will guard and protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get skillful and godly wisdom. It is preeminent. And with all of your acquiring, get understanding. Actively seek spiritual discernment and mature comprehension and logical interpretation. So again, tatlong K na kailangan natin. Kaalaman, karunungan, at kaunawaan. You know, in this moment, you know, as we close this time together, maaring meron sa atin, as you have heard these words and yung words ni Andre kanina, and you might be thinking, maganda yung mga sinabi nyo, kapatid. But I want something more. And I believe, you know, as we have said, you know, we need to desire wisdom. But all of this begins with having a relationship with the person that is Jesus. At ngayon, sa pagkakataong ito, if I can ask everyone to bow their heads and close their eyes. And I don't want to miss this opportunity na maaari, hindi mo pa kilala o hindi ka pa nagkakaroon ng relasyon kay Jesus. Maaring kilala mo siya na, oh, siya yung, ito yung pinako sa krus and all of these things, but you've never really had a relationship with Him. Let me invite you. Natanggapin siya sa inyong puso. And when you invite Him, you know, that is the beginning of wisdom. Kasi makikilala mo siya at ipapakilala niya sarili niya sa iyo. And that will help you in your life. So if that is you, and even those of you watching online, and if you know in your heart that you don't know Jesus yet as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to invite you in a prayer. At yung panalangin nito, it's not gonna save you, but it is, the Bible says that, you know, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and He will save you. So sa munting panalangin nito, let me just ask everyone if you can pray this prayer with me. Panginoong Jesus, salamat sa iyong buhay. Salamat ay ikaw ang namatay para sa akin. Tinatanggap kita sa aking puso bilang aking Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Salamat sa iyong kaunawaan na binibigay sa akin. At mula ngayon, ako ay iyong anak na. At ako ay mabubuhay para sa iyo hanggang makita kita muli. Sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen.